From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump meets his NATO alliance partners in Brussels Thursday and is expected to press the other 27 members to join the fight to defeat Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters aboard Air Force One.
There are a couple of countries that are still thinking it over. I've had meetings actually with one of those. I think they're going to support NATO joining and becoming a formal member of the ISIS.
NATO Alliance Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said there are two reasons why some see NATO as already part of the anti-IS coalition.
Partly because it sends a strong and clear message of unity in the fight against terrorism. And especially in light of the terrorist attacks in Manchester, I think it's important that we send this unified message that we stand together in the fight against terrorism.
University of Waikato NATO analyst Joe Burton said NATO participation would enhance the anti-IS coalition operational capabilities.
The British, for example, have been very involved in the anti-ISIS coalition. Turkey, of course, which has had its own political problems of late, is a key NATO ally in respect of dealing with ISIS in Syria.
Mr. Trump is also expected to urge NATO members to pay a greater share of burden defense spending, the goal being 2% of gross domestic product within 7 years. Mr. Trump, on his first foreign trip, met Muslim leaders Sunday, Israeli and Palestinian officials Monday and Tuesday, and Pope Francis on Wednesday. At least 34 migrants, including several children, drowned Wednesday when they fell off an overloaded vessel off the Libyan coast heading to Italy. The wooden boat carrying up to 700 people about 20 nautical miles off Libya's coast. The tragedy occurred as rescuers nearby were handing out life jackets. Most of those who fell into the water, however, were rescued. This is VOA News.